Contemporary classical music often has the reputation of being challenging to listen to and understand. Experiments in tonality, unusual instruments, and sometimes the sheer scale of a work can drive performers and audiences back to familiar pieces. But Philadelphia-based harpist Elizabeth Houston felt a different urge when choosing her latest project.
I was just mostly looking for these large-scale pieces that really don't get ever performed altogether, and I wanted to create an environment where I could have all of these pieces performed.
This weekend, Houston and 30 musicians will present Klang, the last work by German composer Karlheinz Stockhausen. It's a cycle of chamber works, one representing each hour of the day. But he died in 2007 before completing the set. The existing 21 sections make up a 14-hour performance.
And he was obsessed by time and the concept of time.
Trumpeter Marco Blau is a member of Ensemble Musique Fabrique, who worked for Stockhausen for many years. He says Klang is the culmination of the composer's study of the way different cultures and different eras viewed the idea of time.
How do we perceive time? How do we live time? And he composed Yaroslav, so he was very, very occupied with the year, the concept of a year, and then the month in Tierkreis, the zodiac, and then obviously the week was next, and that was the opera cycle. I think it's 32 hours of music, and then he started composing the day, divided up in 24 hours.
I spoke with Stockhausen in 1982 for the documentary series Totally Wired. He explained his plans for expressing his concepts of time through music.
It's a permanent attempt in my work to push the limits further out, in particular in time. I want to concentrate on the day, and then on the hour, and then on the minute, and then on the second. Once I die, I'm sure I will discover that a second is an eternity, and that there is a lot going on in a second. I mean, the quickness of a thought, and the time unit of my alpha waves or of my brain are far smaller than the second. To amplify this and to enlarge it, to stretch it, because I think the miracles are within this microtime.
Stockhausen had the reputation of being an intense personality with strong opinions to go along with his big musical concepts. Chester County-based pianist Ron Thomas studied with Stockhausen when the composer was a visiting professor at the University of Pennsylvania in the 1960s.
And it was just delightful to see how he brought his own compositions. We analyzed them, we talked about them. It was artistic and academic, and he was very generous with what he shared about how he worked out his thesis. And of course, he did have a huge ego. He was a German intellectual. When I was with him, he was the extension of Schoenberg and Weber. He was the next step.
Marco Blau thinks Stockhausen's personality comes through in the music.
He works with a very strict, systematic way of working. And at the same time, he puts a lot of poetry in the music and the way he shapes the phrasing, almost a romantic back to the 19th century music. The way he talked about it, it's almost back to Brahms. So it's very contemporary, surrealistic music combined with a romantic heart.
Harpist Elizabeth Houston feels there's another component that makes Klang inviting to new audiences.
One thing that has really drawn me to Stockhausen's music is how visual it is. When you're, you know, playing these high notes, he writes that you are supposed to raise your clarinet. He writes that you're supposed to spin while you're playing. All of the pieces have been assigned a color that you're supposed to either project or display, or the performers are supposed to wear the color. It's really a visual extravaganza. And I think this idea that music can be multidisciplinary, that it's not just theater and dance that can have sets.
But there's still the issue of how to approach 14 hours of music.
We have really made this event designed around the idea that sitting in a chair and listening to music for 14 hours is an impossibility. And so the beginning of the event, people are free to walk around on the stage. They can sit on the stage during the piano piece. The pianist is very interested in people laying under the piano. And then we are actually putting pieces from Klang that were inspired by each other. We're putting them in parallel rooms so you can listen to the parallel themes. And so really it's kind of dependent on what experience you want to create.
Audiences can create their experience with Karlheinz Stockhausen's Klang at Fringe Arts with two performances on Saturday and Sunday. Kimberly Haas, WHYY News.